Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria starting the week on a high of 22, Joburg and Rustenburg up to 21 degrees.
The collision in four is on the N1 northbound after the Winnie Mandela Drive exit has been cleared. Unfortunately, there is still about a 30-minute delay there.
In your sport, Marc Marquez has won a bruising German MotoGP and the Junior Springboks to take on Argentina in the World Rugby Under-20 Championship semi-finals tonight.
We start the week with Police Minister Senzo Mqunu on special leave. President Cyril Ramaphosa made that announcement during his address to the nation last night amid the damning allegations against the minister, and including that alleged crime syndicates have infiltrated police and other crime-fighting agencies.
These allegations, if proven true, threaten to undermine the confidence of South Africans in the ability of the South African Police Service to protect them and to effectively fight crime and corruption.
Ramaphosa's reaction last night came a week after the explosive allegations was made by KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Anasasi Makhoba reports about the Judicial Commission of Inquiry that will now investigate the minister and the allegations.
Ramaphosa says the commission, chaired by acting Deputy Chief Justice Mbuyiseli Madlanga, will investigate the role of politicians, prosecutors and other officials who may have enabled or ignored criminal activity. The inquiry will also examine whether current laws and oversight mechanisms are strong enough to prevent this kind of infiltration.
Among the allegations that the commission may investigate are the facilitation of organized crime, suppression or manipulation of investigations, inducement into criminal actions by law enforcement leadership.
The first interim report is expected within 6 months, with the final report to be submitted to Parliament and the Chief Justice. Anastasia Mohobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Meanwhile, Professor Feroz Gachalia will be acting police minister. He's currently a professor of law at the University of Witwatersrand and is also the chairperson of the National Anti-Corruption Advisory Council. Gachalia also served as MEC of Community Safety in Gauteng. Mqunu has now welcomed and respected the president's decision. He says in a statement that he's pledged his commitment to the process and the inquiry. More about the latest developments at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. International news takes us to Paris, and it is under tight police surveillance for France's national holiday Bastille Day today. Thousands of police officers were already deployed in the streets of the French capital last night. That was first for the FIFA Club World Cup final that PSG won, and then for the festivities for today's public holiday. The Champs-Élysées will today be the scene of the traditional July 14th military parade. And maybe we know this. That signal that tells you something magical is about to come. That's, of course, what we hear at the beginning of a Disney movie or a TV series when the fireworks shoot up in the sky over a magical castle. That Disney castle was inspired by the real-life Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany, and it has now been named as a World Heritage Site. The 19th century castle is Germany's most visited one. I'm Gerda de Souza, net by die hoof nuus die uur. Die nasionale polisie is op polisie minister Senzo Mqunu is op spesiale verlof geplaas.
Oh dear.
For which story would that be? The fact that you want to see the real-life Disney castle?
Dear. Mm. No. Okay. No, it's shame. You can tell sometimes how disconnected people are when they say things like, it might affect our confidence in the police's ability in this country to keep us safe. Do you think it might?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Do you think this what happened now might